to forecheck. Tries to barge in off the end boards. In back of the goal is McCabe. Tries in to send it out. Picked off by, again, here's Pekka. Scoring! Rafi Torres! Just like that! A goal mouth pass off in front. He will beat Vakun to the stick side. Jackets have their first lead at 2-1 with 1:33 left in regulation time.
Columbus is the only team in the NHL that has never made the playoffs, and Rafi Torres is doing his part to make sure that drought ends this season. George Matthews with the call on the Blue Jackets radio network. Torres scored 2 goals in 73 seconds to lift the Jackets to the win and hamper Florida's pursuit of a playoff spot. It's Montreal trying to stay in front of the Panthers, and Saku Koivu helped the cause.
Koivu, nice pass to Plekanec, to Markov, walks in, rips it, Ramos, puck loose, it hangs there.
Oh!
His shot blocked by St. Louis, the captain, overtime hero, scores on his own rebound, 3-2 Canadiens!
Rick Moffin and Murray Wilson, the call on CJAD in Montreal as Koivu won the goalmouth scramble in overtime, and the Canadiens avoided blowing a 2-goal lead. Martin Brodeur is now the NHL's winningest goalie, but one guy who has his number is Flyers winger Simone Gagné.
Tipped into the far corner. The Devils get to it. John Madden had trouble. Lost it in front. Here's Giroux. Gives it up to Gagné, and his shot was blocked away. Giroux ducks back in behind the net to Gagné with a shot. He scores! Giroux gave it back to Gagné on the near side and from the base of the circle. He's got his 30th of the year and third point of the night. It's 4-2 Flyers.
Tim Saunders on WIP in Philadelphia as Gagné has scored more goals in his career against Brodeur, 17, than any other goalie. The 17 goals also ties Gagné with Jaromir Jagr for the most goals by a player against Brodeur. Pittsburgh's D-men are getting the job done at both ends of the ice.
Camilleri with speed coming to the Penguins, and a great poke check by Scuderi allows the Penguins to come back 2-on-2. Here's Gill's pass to Malkin, back now to Gill, Rissi one,
Mike Lang with the call on the Penguins Hockey Network as Hal Gill made it 2-0 against Calgary. Fellow blue liner Chris Letang scored the first goal, making it the first 2-0 shutout in Pittsburgh history where defensemen scored both goals. It was a big week for netminders.
Richards now picks up the puck on the penalty shot and comes in toward the Buffalo goal. Off the goal post! Here's Korpikoski coming in on Lalime. Korpikoski shoots, and Lalime makes the save.
Rick Jenneret on Sports Radio 550 WGR in Buffalo as Patrick Lalime is now just the second goalie in NHL history to face penalty shots on consecutive days. He stopped the Flyers' Mike Richards and New York's Lauri Korpikoski. In 1975, Toronto's Gord McRae didn't fare as well. He gave up penalty shot goals on back-to-back days. Edmonton is probably a little tired of facing Wild goalie Nicklas Backstrom at the XL Energy Center.
Emcee carries across the Minnesota line for Horkoff. Horkoff on the right wing. Back for Soure. High slot drives it on down with a big stopper. Making the save is Backstrom. He holds on.
Bob Kurtz on 830 WCCO in Minnesota as Backstrom stops Sheldon Soure on the way to a 3-0 blanking of the Oilers. Backstrom's now 10-0 with 4 shutouts on home ice against Edmonton, allowing just 11 goals. Columbus rookie Steve Mason keeps pitching shutouts.
Bertuzzi high off that right point from 60 feet. He'll ride the offensive blue line to Mike Camilleri. Stepped in 35 feet away. Save made. Rebound! Where is it? There it is! Right into the pillows of the goaltender. And Mason will make the save.
George Matthews again on the Blue Jackets radio network as Mason made 33 saves in a 5-0 win over Calgary to become just the fourth rookie in the modern era to have 10 shutouts in a season. Finally, when Washington's Brooks Like tied the game against Toronto with less than a minute to play, Leafs goalie Martin Gerber wigged out. He pushed the ref, shot a puck towards him, and Gerber was ejected. Curtis Joseph came in, stopped a shot late in regulation, made 8 more saves in overtime, and then stopped all 3 shootout attempts by the Capitals to get the win. It was the 453rd victory in Joseph's 19 seasons, but his first in a game that he didn't start. Joe Bowen brings us the excitement on AM 640 Toronto Radio.
Backstrom holding to Green, the one-timer is stopped by Joseph. Now Ovechkin's drive, stopped by Joseph, and shot down the ice by White. Here's Semenin on the wing, a shot, stopped by Curtis Joseph. Wrap around attempt stop into the corner it goes. Holy mackerel, what a turn of events. 1 second left. They're on their feet.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.